Okay. 4249, you're live on the air. I don't have Nicki's tweet, so you know Nicki Minaj. Hold on. Nicki Minaj has me blocked. You know, Nicki Minaj is not like – I'm blocked on everything, okay? So I will not be able to see it. So you guys will have to screenshot it to me and send me if Nicki Minaj made a tweet. I am blocked. Or screenshot her tweet and tweet it so I can pull it up on the Twitter, okay? Okay, because Nicki Minaj has me blocked. And, yes, this how the hell did she – this page end up following me? Why? How do I get involved? Girl, I'm the only one that they following. Oh, my God. Well, child, what's she saying on Twitter? Well, Kate, what's the I'm finna tweet Kate. How do I tweet Kate? How do I do a tweet? This is a DM. I want a tweet. I'm finna tweet Kate. How do I send a tweet out? Kate? Oh, no. I don't know how to do that tweet. I don't do that tweet. How do I do that tweet? How do I do that tweet? Hold on. I'm finna tweet Kate. Let's do the Kate at Kate Miller. Okay, Kartla. Let me see. I'm finna do it. Call in. Let's talk about it. 563-999-3658. Period. Let's talk about it, baby. Tweet sent. I want to know what the T is. Okay, hold on. Oh, God. I sure did. Let's see if she respond to that. Okay. Okay. 4249, you live on the air.
Hello.
Hey.
Armand, you can hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Well, what I want to say is I think that somebody is behind that page. Of course, it's not whoever made – it's not the Kate Miller's person. But I think whoever that is do know her in some type of way personally, because all the people that troll and make pages and do all of that, it's never been that type of information for it to go viral like that. Like, it's not been like that. But that's pretty much all I wanted to say. Make it quick. I do believe there's some truth behind that. I believe whoever it is have signed something. So, you know, she can't put it on them if it's not, like, coming from their page or their
mouth.
And
apparently they know who I am.
And then I think they only know who you are is because they were trying to see which blogs was going to post it. They knew Save Room and all of that. They knew everybody was going to be trying to hat it or trying to act like it wasn't happening. And once they got on YouTube and seen that you was posting it, then they like, okay, let me go ahead and slide over here. I think they probably call in. Whoever that is, they do know her personally, because that information wouldn't have went viral like that if it was just a bunch of simple, random fan stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So it's definitely truth behind that. But love you. Enjoy
love
the show.
Love you too. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, let's take another call. 3054, you live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Armand, I just want to say I love your channel.
Thank you.
I follow both of your channels, both of them.
Shout out to you.
I just want to say, I definitely believe that this account is real because the amount of tea that was coming out, okay? We were talking about this at work on the clock, so I know that it was real. I feel like it's real at least. I just feel like all the information that's coming out, like the other caller said, we've already heard like different bits and pieces about like beef going on between Meg and Nicki. But the tea that was spilled right now was, like, embellishing more onto it and adding way more detail, like, giving us more information than what we already had before, in my eyes. So that's why I feel like it might be true.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Bo. We have to keep it moving. All right. Let me move on. Okay. Because we got a lot of people. 7595, you're live on the air. Hey.
Hey, how you doing, Amon?
Good. How are you?
Good. So I want to talk about the video you show. I believe you can Photoshop. I feel like she Photoshopped the DM and then she hit screen record. Because you can Photoshop
okay.
And then still screen record. Because, you know, I did some shit like that before with my boyfriend. But I believe maybe – I feel like all the information she said, we already know some of that stuff from back in the day. Like the email, this situation. I just feel like she just put it together and wrote it right, and it got out there, you know. I just feel like she has so much hate, you know, and I don't really – I understand Offset and Cardi, that situation too. Maybe that's a little bit belief like that. Then I was like, nah, it couldn't be. You know, so I just think she lying about everything.
So you don't think Nicki Minaj is talking to this person at all?
Well, okay. Right now, tweeting. And she's talking about she's about to go live. You know, I don't know. I have to see the video for me, you know.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. And oh, now she's going to go live. So that'll be interesting. So where's she going live on, Instagram?
Yeah, she's going to talk about the freak video, whatever she was saying. She's tweeting some of that. So I know you can do a lot of Photoshop with different stuff, but that screen record, you could easily Photoshop it first, then screen record after that, you know. And then she deleting some stuff, you know. She's just posting delete. So I don't know. I have to see. I don't know.
All
I know
right.
People can leave stuff
and here's
so,
my thing. Here's my thing. We'll have to make sure that that baby name checks out and that video checks out.
Yes. Sure.
That's when I'll be here
night,
to be like, okay.
Right. So let me tell you, last night I stayed up to 3 o'clock reading this stuff. So she said they asked her, what is the baby name? She was like, I don't know. Only Nicki and Kenny know. So I woke up this morning to say she tweaked this Papa Bear name, but last night, late last night, you said you don't know. Only Nicki and Kenny know the name. Nobody else knows. But then I woke up this morning, she tweaked the name. So it doesn't make sense, you know. It don't make sense. So she deleted that, too, you know. So that's all. I just have to see the video. All
right, Bo.
And if, you know, all right.
Thanks for calling. All right, let's keep it popping. All right. And no, I am not affiliated with the page. So I don't know why the page is following me. Ciao. That's just another reason to get me dragged. 9033, you live on the air.
Hello, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Yo, I think you're dope, and I love your channel, and I think you're amazing. I think that it could possibly be her ex-stylist, Benji.
Okay.
I don't know. Spill us some tea. That's what I feel. And I
feel
like all
the
tea is true.
You feel like all the tea is true?
Yeah.
All the rumors are true about Kate?
Yes.
I mean, about Nicki.
I feel like she
okay.
Has I feel like she has no reason to lie. I feel like it's all truth.
You don't think there's no reason to lie? I mean, let's talk about a reason to lie. All of a sudden now, you have an Instagram page that goes from 0 to 30,000 followers. You have a Twitter page that can go to 40,000 followers. We can.
But now Nicki
wants
to get on Instagram Live. Now she's tweeting. She only really interacts with us when she ever really wants to, like, distract us with her magnitude of who she is, of just, like, the awe factor of her. So I feel like
so
she knows.
What is Nicki tweeting? What is Nicki tweeting? Okay, let me get it. I think people are sending it to me. I love knowing I'm sending people crazy. Yes, you. I'm sending you effing crazy, ho. You better buckle your mother seatbelt. Oh, Nicki just tweeted that. Okay, let's get into the tweet. Oh, she, yes. Listen, she's responding right now. Hold on, y'all. Let me pull it up for the people to see. Let's see who she told. Let's see. Let me get the tweet. Let me check. How do I check my notification? Can y'all use the hashtag Armand Wiggins if y'all going to screen, like, do the Nicki tweets and stuff and do the hashtag Armand Wiggins because I'm blocked. So I can't see it. So hashtag Armand Wiggins so I could just easily go to my hashtag. Okay. Okay, boom. All right. They said, Nicki Minaj says, I love knowing I'm sending people crazy. Yes, you. I'm sending you effing crazy. Ho, you better buckle your mother effing seatbelt, frauds, freaky girl. Okay. So listen, she tweeting. She is tweeting and she's feeling away. And it's making me feel like she's talking to that person. Okay. Let's get the tea. Chow, chow, chow. What a mess. So I'm in the Armand Wiggins show right now, hashtag. So I will keep refreshing here. So this is what we'll do. So you guys will just hashtag Armand Wiggins right here. And then, yeah, just like this. And so then I can just kind of catch the tea. I can catch the tea that way. Okay, boom. So, all right, let's take another call. 362, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing? This is Toria Williams. I just love your show, and I
Thank
finally
you.
Found your other page the other day, so I
okay,
subscribed
to
that too.
Okay.
And I agree with you. I believe this is somebody that Nicki done kicked off, and that's why she's tweeting now, because she only comes out and says something when she's when something's true, and she really it gets under her skin, and I'm loving it because I don't have anything nice to say about Nicki at all.
Oh, wow. That's not nice.
I'm sorry, but I'm Team Jen all the way.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, hon. And keep doing what
Oh, sorry. Thank you, boo. Chow, these people are in here calling in. Okay, 6884, you live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey. So I wanted to just give my feedback. A lot of the stuff the Kate girl is saying is just like old. The only new stuff she's really put on is something about the video. So if you really, really had some tea for the internet to explode about, don't tell us nothing from 2020 to now. Tell us some the now stuff, like what happened last week, what happened a couple of weeks ago before you got fired. It seemed like it's, she just kind of like forcing it on us. We been knew how Nicki is. We been know Meek put hands on Nicki. All the stuff that she's saying about Kenny, we been knew that. Tell us something that she done that we don't already know. We know how Rihanna is. We know how Beyonce is. We know about the Grammys. And this ain't no new tea to me.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of this stuff ain't no new tea to me either, but that's why I'm waiting for this video. But I feel like that can be pulled. And, you know, if I'm waiting on this video and I'm waiting on this baby name to be confirmed.
Exactly.
Until she could do that.
Say you are handsome and stay blessed and keep doing what you're doing. You only going to go to up.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, let's see. Well, let's see. Let's go back to Kate and see what Kate is over here saying, because Kate is panicked. Kate really not about that life, because Kate don't want to come in and call in. So that's my whole thing, too. Kate, why are you not calling in? Okay. Okay, Kate, what's the tea? Are we spooked and nervous, Kate? What's the tea? Kate, how did Nicki feel about 6ix9ine dissing Ariana? She was hurt but wanted a number one. Girl, I need the tea. Let's take another call. 0568, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I don't know. I feel bad for Nicki right now. I'm just going to jump right into it. She just can't win at the moment. It's just like everything is always going on for her. But the part that I'm really interested in out of the whole thing, because I believe it all, is the Ari piece. Because a few, I believe it. I believe it all. But I really want to know about that Ari piece, because not too long ago, maybe a few months, maybe a year ago or so piece, there was like the stand pages were posting how he did something to make Ariana uncomfortable. They didn't say too much about the Frankie thing. They said that he did something to Ariana to make her uncomfortable, and that's what stopped their friendship. So I kind of want to know a little bit more about that part, because that came out a while ago. So that is kind of like the girl just says, a lot of this stuff is kind of old, but hearing it again from someone that's kind of closer to her is like, okay, maybe this stuff might be true. And then another part is like, they never believed you, because I remember you kept saying over and over again that she did not like Doja, she did not like Megan. I remember you said a little bit about how she didn't want to work with Lil Nas, and then now somebody else saying it, and now they want to believe it.
Yeah, and now I can't find this Kate Miller page on Instagram no more.
I was just on it. It's okay.
Oh, you were? Well, I can't find it.
And then my last thing, and I'm going to let you go. Do you think she going to pull, like, those features and, like, the videos and some of that stuff, like, just in order to prove that this person isn't, like, true? Because I would have loved the Doechii feature, but that might not happen now.
Well, absolutely. That's what I'm saying. I feel like the video and the feature, I feel like she could actually redo the whole thing or pull. I feel like she could pull it. But the only thing she can't pull is like that baby's name. You know what I mean? But when are we going to know that? Like, you know what I'm saying? That's the only thing. What, she going to change the baby name?
She
don't think
she's
going to go that
far.
That's
a desperate act.
Yeah.
Well, that was all. That page calls in. I need some more tea. So
I hope the page call in too. All right, thanks, Bo. All right, 1-864, you live on the air.
Ooh. Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, so I'm the one who submitted the whole Wendy Williams tea, so we'll do a little sidebar because I know everybody's calling that for Nikki. Okay. So I know you don't really care too much for it, but it just varied to me. The manager, Will, he seems very shady to me. The fact that he would even respond. And I really feel like he has her coked up or drugged up, rather, and he's using her money. Like, I can't think of anything else of why we wouldn't be getting a real podcast. Like, what are your main thoughts about it, or are you just over it?
Well, I'm not really over it. Like, I love Wendy. I just kind of feel like they're pulling our legs at this point. Like, what are we doing? Like, what is she doing? Like, what's real and what's fake? And like, you know what I'm saying? And I think that's what's starting to frustrate me, because I'm starting to get burnt out. Here they are dragging us out for a whole year, 2 years. Wendy's not back. She's coming back. She's not coming back. Then she's spooked. She's nervous. She's weird. She's trampling. She's trampling. She's okay. She's not okay. It's like, what are we doing at this point? Sherry Shepherd has her show. The show was done. Are we moving forward with a podcast or are we not? If so, let's stop exploiting Wendy Williams for headlines and clicks and views. I'm over it. Let her go.
Yeah, I am too. I'm over it too. But
like, why take her to the club?
Right, and throw money and not let her see her son. And he spoke on all of that. You know, he had a rebuttal for each and everything. And it just doesn't make sense to me. And I'm just happy that you ran with the story and the facts at hand. But I'm just, like, so over it. I really do hope the best for Wendy. I just wanted to call in to kind of give you some content behind what I sent you. And I know all the girls want to get back to the Nikki drama.
But thank you for giving me that tea, and thank you for sending that exclusive information to us, and continue to do so. Okay, thanks, boo. We love you for listening. All right, bye.
Love you, Arnon. Bye.
Okay, listen, we get to popping over here. We get exclusive information all day long. I mean, it just is a lot coming in, okay? And we've been on here for a lengthy amount of time. We're going to get out of here shortly, and we'll probably have to pick this up at a later date. But we're going to take a couple more calls, and then we're going to move on. 0109, you're live on the air.
Hey, I'm on.
Hey, what's going on?
First of all, you look so good.
Thank you. Okay. I've been eating my Wheaties. I'm getting a little thin. I'm getting a little slimmer. Okay.
I can tell. But hey, I feel like this all is gonna backfire on this Kate person. I love you. Nikki is already trending on Twitter. You know, this stuff is all speculation, stuff that people have been saying in the blogs already. The real tea is that she's saying Offset is in love with Nikki. And that somebody from Carter's team is telling Nikki some stuff. I do believe some of the things that she's saying, we've heard in the blogs before, that she doesn't like Doja, she doesn't like Megan. I mean, this is all stuff we've heard before. But it's all going to backfire because her fans are going to ride with her. And the Shade Room is not picking up something from a disgruntled employee that got fired for stealing from Nikki. And now he, she, whatever, was on a rampage just being a nasty person. And to bring up her son, that just shows the depths that people will go through. And I wish Nikki would really be selective about the people that she hire around her. Because remember, Tay did this too. He mocked her feature with ASAP for when he almost got fired. Some people mm-hmm. around her, just as soon as they get mad at her, they do this to her. And I really wish that she would be more cautious about who she lets work for her. But thank
okay,
you. That's all I wanted to say.
No problem. Thank you. And I just think that you got to do that when you're in that space, because you just never know, you know, it always happens. Okay. This is the latest. We're checking the hashtag, Armand Wiggins. The Real College Sister tells the public how she was speaking to you crazy on the phone and spewed on your brother. Well, they're trying to get Kate to call in, and Kate is ignoring it. Okay. So we're just getting the tea. We're getting the tea, baby. On applications, I write pressure because that's what I apply. It's a lie. Okay. By the way, both Ted and Nikki bleach their skin constantly. So this, like, what's the tea with Tay? She's got a beef with Tay, too. That's why I'm like, girl, this is a queen. Okay. Well, ciao. All right, let's take another call. Okay, 7354, you live on the air. Hello? Okay, not ready. 8222, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Go ahead.
Yes, my name is Arquantes, and I'm calling from Atlanta. And I just want to say, it is dirty how they do Nikki. You know, it's like ever since she came in the game and she just toppled over all of the men in the industry. I mean, you just know that they've been trying to take her down from the beginning. And it's just so sad to see how many men, you know, come at, you know, one woman. You know, so... that's all I have to say. I hope that things do get better for her. And, you know, I do enjoy your show. I haven't been able to watch it in a while. I've been really busy sometimes. I used to watch you here and there probably a year and a half or 2 years ago. So,
oh, wow.
You know,
well, welcome back.
Up the great content. And, yes, sir, thank you so much. And you have a blessed night.
You too. Thank you. That was very nice. Okay, let's see what Kate is doing. Is Kate live? No, she's not. Okay. People are like, child, get off of here. Get to the sheesh. Okay. 3270, you're live on the air.
Hey.
Hey.
So I don't know. I feel like it's probably like 40% the truth. I think it's some truth sprinkled in there, but I think it's a lot of lies. At first she said that she was her assistant, and then she was like, she never directly worked for her. So like, you're kind of contradicting yourself. And then I don't think that Nikki would talk about Ari's dead brother to her. Like, I think some of this stuff is just crazy.
Uh-huh. Well,
so,
keep going.
Yeah, I don't know.
So you just think that this is all just a bunch of fugazi lies?
No, I think some of it, I think it's some sprinkles of truth, but I don't think this lady she already contradicted herself with that one.
Okay, Kate is DMing me now. I'm trying to see if she's going to call in. Thank you. Hold on. Let's see what she's saying. Girl, are you going to call in? What's the tea, Kate? I have Kate on. Okay. So we're trying to get the tea. I want to get to the bottom of the information. You know, so we have, I'm waiting on a response. I'm sure she's watching, Kate. What are we doing? This is a lot. This is really, really, this is the fool. Oh, golly. What a mess. Call in, baby. Oh, she said they said she, okay, she just opened the DM. Okay, what is she saying? Is she typing now, Chow? Okay. I'm just waiting here with y'all. Okay. Girl, we're going to get down to the bottom of this. We're going to get down to the nitty and the gritty of the whatever, whatever, whatever. If no one's going to do it, you know it's going to be me. Okay, she says, if I reveal my voice, Nikki will know I want my voice experience to be anonymous, but I'm open to any questions you have. Well, I don't have a voice changer. Okay, well, I don't know. She can't call in, apparently. This is what she said. She cannot. Okay. Listen, so it was, the question I have is, was the video of Nicki Minaj in your inbox, was that edited? Okay. People are saying that that was an edited screen record. Is that an edited screen record, true or false? Yes or no? Have you been in contact with Nicki Minaj at all today? And they're also saying that there are apps that you can change your voice when you call. So, well, I don't know. I don't know. This is crazy. Oh, my God. This is a mess. Listen, deposit your check, okay? Ciao. Okay, while we're waiting for Kate, I guess we'll take another call. 06334, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
I feel like it's a publicity stunt because if the album is coming out, right, Beyonce is trending right now. So I feel like she has to do something to trump Beyonce. How about that?
Okay. Okay. Maybe. All these theories could be true.
Yes, absolutely. But that's all I had to say.
Okay, bye.
All right.
Is she well, okay? So my thing is, okay, so how are you going to go live? How are you going to go live if you don't want your voice discovered? Yeah, how are you going live? How are you going live? She said she posted a screenshot of the recording, okay, as well as, and yes, besides her messaging me via Instagram, I spoke to Nicki Minaj over the phone yesterday, according to this page. Okay. This is a mess. Wow, wow, wow. All right, we're going to take a couple more. Then, girl, I'm finna get out of here. I'm not finna be playing games, okay? Okay, 2956, you live on the air. Hello?
Come on.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. You are giving. I am now spooked and nervous.
Why?
I don't know about anybody else. Because I'm sitting here like, hey, what you doing? Hey, come on. Hey, just give us something. Give me something. Because you are, one, you're making me laugh so hard tonight. And I am just getting my whole life while I'm doing dishes. So I just wanted to tell you, I'm loving this little Kiki. I know you was coming out this late tonight, so we're going to put the baby to bed a little late. So, but thank you.
No problem. And see, what I think is interesting now, the Shade Room is posting Nicki Minaj tweets, but they're not posting what's getting her up and tweeting. Text her to text her statement real fast. Okay, what statement? Let's see. Let's see what she's talking about. Okay. She ain't doing anything. I'm not going to sit on here and play with this woman or man, whoever the hell this is. Okay, 4776.
What's up, Armand? This is Kay.
Hey. This is not Kay.
I just want to say, I think most of the stuff is true. However, one thing I know is not true is she does not owe over $100 million in taxes because she ain't never made $100 million. So how you owe when you never made that much?
Oh, child, I don't know how much she has made.
What would be your guess?
My girl, I can't guess, child, but thank you. We're going to keep it moving. I can't guess that. I'm trying to figure out what's the tea. Okay. Well, with that being said, they saying she live now. She live where? Send me the live so I can go on the live because I don't see her live. Where's the live at? Where's the live at? Because I'm finna hang up. So, yeah, child. This was a mess. But we finna wrap this up, you all. We'll come back to this at a later day when the tea gets more brewy. But right now, I think it's pretty much done. Okay, I think we've exhausted. Oh, this is Nikki. Oh, she... Okay, so she's deflecting. Okay. All right, y'all. So I think we got it. I don't think we get no more information from Kay. If she decides to call in, then we'll get back to it. I want to ask her. She's not responding. I want to talk. But anyway, this has been real. I can't believe that Paige is following me like I have something to do with this. Okay. And now she's following me. Girl, why is this page still only following me? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Girl, why are you only following me, but you not? Don't follow me and put me in this if you're not going to give me the tea. See, the Shade Room was posting that. And then you got everybody looking at me. Like I set this up. Oh, hold on. I don't see no live on Instagram. All right. I'm on her Instagram. She not live on here. Hold on, let me see if it's on. Okay. There's nothing to see. All right. So I'm finna get out of here. It ain't me, but this was some tea. And I will see y'all in the next video, child, because, girl, I am through and I am tired. And I'm just gagging. So we'll figure out what's what when we get there. Because this is a mess. So I will see you guys in the next video. I love you all for listening. Thank you for watching. Let me get this super chat. It's a setup. Be petty and block her. Okay. And I love you all. Let me end the call lines. Thank you, Bulls, for calling in. Make sure y'all subscribe. Also, make sure you guys follow my tarot channel page. I'm probably going to do a reading on this if you guys are into that, because I'm trying to figure out, are the people trying to sabotage Nikki? So if you guys are into that, I'm about to show you guys now. I'm going to do my own promo. So, you know, this is the part of the show where I just talk about all the stuff that I have going on my channels. So you guys can support the channel if you're interested. Be the Vibe over here. I'm going to probably do a reading on it today. I haven't done any celebrity readings in a while, and I think I'm going to do a celebrity reading today. So click the link, subscribe, and let's just see. We're going to pull some cards, okay? We're going to pull some cards, girl, and see what they got going on, what Nikki got going on. We're going to pull some cards over there today. So that is going to be fun. We're going to pull some. We're going to pull. It's time to pull some cards, okay? This would Nikki blocked me for last time because I pulled them cards on her. Remember I pulled them cards on Nikki last time, child? This would got me blocked because I pulled my cards on her, girl, and she didn't like what them cards was saying. So I'm about to pull some more cards today, okay? And I want y'all to come over there. Also, deposit your check out now, streaming on all streaming platforms, not the one on all streaming platforms. And, yeah, child, we get into some things. So I love you guys all for watching. Let me check my Instagram one more time. Okay, just said I'm not going live. Okay, she says she's not going live. Now, why you lie? Hold on. Now, why she lie? Okay, so now you a liar. Now, why you lie? They just sent me the lie. So now I'm going to have to wear her out. Now, girl, they just sent me the live. Now you lying. See, I was trying to be with you, but now you lying. Hold on. Hold on. What is this? Cause now, why would you lie? Hold on. What? Why would you lie? She's saying that's not her. Okay. Now she's saying that this is not her. That's not me. Oh, is she in the chat saying this isn't me? This is not the real case. Okay, so she in the live saying that this is not her. Oh, child, this is a mess. Oh, girl. So now they done made a bunch of fake cake pages. Child, I tell you, this is crazy. And so now she over there saying that this ain't me. Because you know me, I'm like, well, why would you lie? Because I don't like that. Don't lie. That's why you need to call in. Why would she lie?
Because she's trying to reach out to people that's up and coming, that's going to look up to her as like a, oh, you've been in the game for so long, let me work with you. And they already have their large fan base, so she's trying to basically feed off these.
This is not the cake, and the cake, this is not. These is people lying. This is a mess. A mess. This is crazy. This is crazy. Because, girl, I just told her that she needs to call, because at this point, this has gotten out of hand. Okay, so we'll figure out what's going on later. I love y'all. It's above me now. And I'm going to talk to y'all a little bit later. Okay? I love y'all. And I'll see y'all the next one. Peace out. Tell him to send you proof and then you have to expose it so he won't get... Oh, send me the proof. Well, she probably ain't going to send it to me. All right. I'll see y'all later. Bye, y'all.